Some of the concepts were taken from the all-new MindForce Inner Game system, formerly Dynamic Mental Entrainment. The name of this video is Measuring Your Goals. Why did I change the name from Dynamic Mental Entrainment to MindForce Inner Game? Because people understood the concept of the inner game better than Dynamic Mental Entrainment. It's pretty simple as that. The concepts, methods, and tactics work no matter what you call them. So you could call it the ABC system or the 1-2-3 system. They still work. That's the bottom line. That makes sense, doesn't it? So I've kept a lot of this training as Dynamic Mental Entrainment, so I didn't have to recreate everything all over, but I'm now calling it MindForce Inner Game. Let's get started, shall we? The key is that you can't manage what you don't measure. You know, when I sit down and I speak with people on a personal level, or we speak over the phone or in person, doesn't really matter. A lot of times, the first thing I'll do is we do what I call a measure-up session. And if you decide that you want to take and participate in the MindForce Inner Game, Dynamic Mental Entrainment, whatever you want to call it, if you want to participate, one of the first things I'm going to have you do is to measure what you're doing. Now, I want you to put this measurement concept in context to what we're going to be talking about. And the reason I do this is because I want you to really grasp what this is saying. The key is you cannot manage what you don't measure, which means you have to have a starting point. You have to understand where you are now in order to move ahead to where you want to go. That's just the bottom line. And I'm going to cover several different ways that you can do that and what you can measure. And I can honestly say that you're going to get a lot out of this video if you'll absolutely use the advice that I give you here. This is what I was taught years and years ago on how to set my goals and how to achieve them. And it's been pretty successful. So, let's get started here. And I'm going to provide some examples for you of what you can do. I would suggest you get out a pen and paper and write these down and start to understand what it is that you can do. This is all about you. This is not about me. Pretend like you and I are on the phone, where you're sitting in my office and we're talking and I'm going through this information with you. That's the way I want you to kind of view this video, is that you and I are having a session. And oftentimes I'll charge quite a bit of money for those sessions, but it's the value that you get out of the session that's worth it. So you're really getting a good opportunity to learn some valuable information. Now, if you've already gone through the Dynamic Mental Entrainment process, which, you know, was obviously the old name in the course, go through this anyway, because you always need to refresh and remeasure. What can you measure? Well, I'm going to go through probably some of the more important things. I would say what I'm going to talk about is going to be more of a macro management. But each of these concepts that I'm going to talk about can also be micromanaged. And I'm not trying to get you to be a micromanager or micro measure, but I want you to understand that you have to measure in order to know where you're going from place to place. Obviously, you can measure your weight. You get on a scale, you look in a mirror, you notice that your pants aren't quite fitting as good as they were. Your clothes are tight, right? Maybe they're loose. Maybe your clothes are too loose and you need to build muscle. But weight is something you can measure. A lot of times people will not get on a scale because they're afraid of what that scale is going to tell them. But that scale is a measurement tool that you use in order to know where you're at. A lot of times people say don't just rely on the scale, but hey, let's face it, the scale is a pretty good determining factor. If you're 20 pounds heavier than you were before, chances are you're overweight. And looking in the mirror, you measure. And you look in that mirror and you honestly evaluate yourself and say, do I look good? Do I look bad? Do I look good enough for me? That's the big question. Anytime you measure something, you gotta be happy with the measurement, or you have to look at the measurement and say, we need to adjust this measurement. So in the aspect of a weight, you look at your measurement and you say, okay, my weight is an issue. It's X amount of pounds or stone or however you want to interpret it. And then what you need to do is you need to put together a game plan. Now, obviously, my Mind Force inner game goes through all the game plan you're ever going to need. I promise you, it's a wonderful system. Eating habits. I'll tell you, this is one of the best things that you can measure. And I have people do this on a routine basis. I've done it myself. In fact, I measured my food intake last year. I wrote down, actually, I logged it into my iPhone. Every single morsel of food that I put in my mouth, I measured. And you know what I found out? I found out that how much I was eating. And I found out that I was actually in pretty good shape in terms of what I was eating, in terms of fat, carbohydrates. But here's the thing, is when I did that measurement, and when you do this measurement, when you measure your eating habits, you're going to take a look at that measurement, and you could write it down in a journal, write it down on a spiral notebook. Doesn't have to be anything fancy. This is not something you need to be fancy with. I'm giving you very practical advice on how to start the process for change, so that you can get the inner confidence, the inner game, the inner knowledge that you can be successful with whatever. Again, you're going to put a meaning behind the measurement. And there's going to probably be some things on here as far as what I'm talking about measuring that you can add. So again, don't just go by what I'm talking about, but eating habits is easy to measure. You write down everything you've eaten in the last 7 days, or you take the next 7 days and you write down everything you put in your mouth, water, candy, food, proteins, meats, everything. And at the end of the week, you take a look at it and you measure it and you say, okay, is it good? Is it bad? Is it okay? And then you know where you can go or if you need to go. And again, all of this wraps around goals as far as, you know, where you want to be, what you want to do. And so that's what this measurement is all about, is getting that reference point. It's so important. Your work habits. This is one that when I talk to people about, I'll say to them, why don't you tell me how much you worked last week? And they'll say, I worked 42 hours. And I said, well, I don't mean how many hours were you on a job. I mean, how much were you actually working? Now, I can paraphrase this in a way that there are some people that are actually working full time. And what I mean by that is, if you work on an assembly line, or if you are in some type of business where you are constantly working, which is very few people, by the way, then you're pretty much, your work habits are pretty good. But work habits extends not only to work at the job or work in your business, but also work at home, taking care of odd jobs at home. How effective and efficient are you? Measuring that. You did a job that should have taken you 2 hours and it took you a day. That's called an inefficiency. Again, I do this on my work habits a lot of times. I time what I do. So as I'm doing work, like for instance, I was doing some work yesterday, and I was working on a new website and a web project, and I allotted 2 hours for that project. That's what I thought it was going to take. And after I measured it and timed it, it took me over 6 hours for that same project. So that means that I went over three times over budget of those hours. But now I know going forward that for a similar project such as that, it's not 2 hours, it's 6 hours. And if we really want to look at it, it's really a day. That it's really a day project, 6 to 8 hours to finish that, complete that project. And so that's how you measure your habits. See how much time you're actually working. I work with salespeople a lot, and they'll say, well, man, I worked it really hard last week. And when I look at measuring those habits, I talk to them in specifics, not generalities. And a specific is, okay, well, how many cold calls did you make? How many prospects did you see? And then how many sales did you close? Not that you worked 40 hours, because depending upon what you do, those hours don't mean anything unless you're getting productivity out of those hours. Your workout habits. This is the other thing. Now, there's efficiencies in workout, and there's inefficiencies in working out. I know some people that work out too much. they'll do 2 to 3 hours of workouts a day. And that could be any kind of workout, from a chi training workout to a meditation to yoga, weightlifting, running, aerobics, Pilates, whatever it is. People can go overboard. And of course, the other are the individuals that aren't working out at all. And I can reflect back at myself and know exactly when my workout habits were good. And I can measure them and say, okay, I've been working out consistently and I've been doing these particular exercises and this type of meditation and this type of training. I'm going to get X amount of results. But I got news for you. When I don't measure it, when I don't think about it, and I don't write it down, it doesn't even come to mind. I get so busy with other things that unless I actually measure it and see what I have, I don't get the maximum out of it. And see, that's the whole idea behind this measuring, is that when you measure something, you can then manage it. And again, some of these concepts, some of these ideas, some of these situations here are not going to be what you do. For instance, I work with some people, weight is not an issue. I work with some people, eating is not an issue. They would never measure their eating. Their work habits might not be an issue. Their workout habits may be the issue. Your financial habits, how do you measure that? This is a common one that I work with a lot of people on, including myself. When you measure your finances, and again, I did the same thing last year. I was on a big measurement phase because I obviously launched the then Dynamic Mental Entrainment, which is now Mind Force Inner Game. Is I started measuring my finances. And what I would do is, again, I use my iPhone for a lot of stuff that I do. And so I got a program, an application that I was able to jot down all of my expenses. And at the end of the month, I'd look at my expenses and see how much I spent on eating out, how much did I spend on groceries, how much did I spend on hotels, or whatever the case might be. And I could evaluate it. I could measure it and say, okay, we spent too much over here. We spent just the right amount here. We need to cut down on this. And again, it's a measurement tool. These are all measurement tools. You don't even need that. You don't need anything other than a spiral notebook or a piece of paper if you want to keep it straightened out. Spiral notebook, 70 cents at the store or something like that. It's not expensive, but you could do all of the, everything that I'm talking about right here, you could do on a spiral notebook that shouldn't cost you a lot of money. Some people get a fancy journal. Some people use an Excel spreadsheet. You don't need any of that. All you need is a spiral notebook to get this to work for you. But are you measuring your finances? Do you know where your finances are? Most people don't measure their finances because they don't really want to know. They kind of want to be like an ostrich, put their head in the sand, and not know how bad it is. But see, here's the thing, and I've been the same way in the past, is you get in a situation where you don't necessarily want to go through a particular situation as far as a financial situation. And so invariably what you do is you kind of hide from it. You don't look at it. You don't really want to know what's going on. But what you come to find out is that once you actually take a look at that, it really is a relief, because now you know, okay, this is what I'm dealing with. I can handle it. I can do it. And here's the thing. If you can't handle it, you need to put a game plan in order to be able to handle it. Bottom line. So it's very, very important. Your time and time wasting. This, again, you could put, you know, time is really a lot of what we're talking about here, your work habits, your workout habits, financial habits. But time is one of those things where we can waste a ton of time. I can find myself wasting time when I'm working in my office. Maybe I spend too much time on Facebook. That's a time waste. Next thing you know, 20 minutes and I've been talking to friends, or I've been whatever. It could be the phone, taking calls from even customers. Now, unless the customer is calling me about something that is beneficial or some, you know, something I have to help them with, that's a time waste. Even though it's dealing with a customer, it's still a waste of my time. It's still a wasting of time if it wasn't allotted to that. And see, that's how you measure your time, is you put it into brackets of what is the most efficient way. Now, a lot of people that are going to be watching this or listening to this, you're going to be thinking to yourself, that is so crazy to be so, you know, anal about measuring all these things. But again, keep in mind, I didn't say you need to measure all of these things. I'm giving you examples of what you can measure, and then you're going to take the most important thing that is kind of a roadblock for you right now and start measuring it. If it's your time, then you need to start measuring it. When you go into the office, you need to measure your time. See what you're doing. Maybe you're taking too long at lunch breaks. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're getting into work a half an hour late every day. Maybe you're doing something. Your commute's too long. You can figure out a different way. There's so many different things you can do. And again, I'm just saying, hey, this is what you can measure. And again, you can get, again, micro measuring on every one of these concepts as well. And then your overall efficiency. Again, when I talk to somebody, we go through all of these, and some of them don't apply, but the ones that do apply, I talk to them about their overall efficiency. What is your overall efficiency? Well, how would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest and 1 being the lowest? Where do you rate yourself? And I'm going to ask you to do the same thing, is take a look at all of these things that you can measure and measure them out. Where's your weight? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, which means you are at your optimum weight, and 1 being, you know, you're, you know, 300 pounds overweight or whatever. Eating habits, same thing. Work habits, workout habits, financial habits, your time and time wasting. Come up with an overall efficiency. You do that by putting the numbers to it. Again, you're measuring it. Now, obviously, we could add spiritual. We could add family. We could add, anything that you do is how this is going to look for you. So again, don't think this is the only thing you can measure. And then you take that scale of 1 to 10 and you mark it. And be honest, it's what you're doing it with yourself. When I counsel with somebody, I make sure that they're honest. And if they say, tell me 7, and I say, really, you really think it's a 7 or is it not a 7? So a lot of times they'll say it's a 5. And I'll say, okay, that's the honest answer. I said, how can you move forward if you think that you're someplace that you're not? And most people automatically know where they're at, so it's not an issue. It's just that they want to tell me that maybe they're doing better than they are in one of these areas. Again, don't trick yourself, because you can't trick yourself. You can't fool yourself. And if you're dealing with somebody that's smart and they understand how this works, you're not tricking them either, even if they let you even if they let you think that you got away with it. Okay, how can you measure? Obviously, you can measure it hourly and see your efficiency in those areas. Obviously, all those different areas, you can measure hourly. If you have an eating problem, and I say eating problem or eating challenge, or you love to eat all the time, I'm not a big eating guy, having to eat all day. Now, there are times where I will sit down for a meal and I will eat a lot. I mean, I can be a big eater if I want to be, but I'm not the type of person that needs to eat all day long. I'm not a midnight snack type of person or anything like that, but you can monitor yourself hourly and say, how did I do this last hour? And again, you can do this for about a week and know where your efficiencies are as you measure them. Obviously, daily. At the end of the day, use the same measurement mechanism that I just talked about in terms of a rating. On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put this day as far as effectiveness, efficiency, fun, enjoyment? 7, 5, 3, 10, whatever. And then you come up with that measurement. Obviously, weekly. What did you get done this week that you were really happy with, that you really knocked out some major projects? Now, maybe you didn't do everything that you set out to do, because let's face it, what I found is that for most people, and again, this is a gold nugget that I teach in the class in the Mind Force Inner Game, but I'm going to give it to you anyway right here, and it's not on the screen, so you're going to have to listen, and that's this. You can really only do about 3 items per day. That's about all you can focus on. You know, if they're good size items. And I'm going to tell you, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm the type of person that has 8 to 10 items on their schedule every day. And I can tell you, without a doubt, I get about 3 done. Because that's about where people are. You get 3 done. Now, if you get super efficient, you can start adding 4, 5. But most people are going to get about 3 major things done during the day. Now, of course, I'm not talking, you know, stupid little things like a letter comes in and you answer it. I'm talking about, you know, major result-producing items that you have to do on a daily basis. But here's the thing. If you get three decent-sized things done a day, and you look at that over a week, or 5 days on a business week, I mean, you're talking 15 items that you've knocked out. It's pretty darn good. And if you're in sales or you're in some type of business where you need to be productive, you look at that weekly measurement and say, hey, that was a pretty good week. You know, maybe you're running right now, you measure your week, you're at a 4. Well, next week you go up to a 6 and then to an 8, and all of a sudden you're starting to run on all cylinders. And of course, monthly goes into all that. The weight, the workouts, you know, what did you do this month effectively, efficiently, and got the results you want? You measure it. And again, this doesn't take hours upon hours. At the beginning of the month, you look back at those items. And again, you know, inside the inner game, I go into all these charts and everything that you can use in order to measure yourself. But that's what you need to do, is you need to measure yourself, grade yourself. If you want to do A, B, C, D, I don't care. I mean, it doesn't have to be 1 to 10. If you have a better grading system, 1 to 4, do it whatever way you want. See, people are going to do what makes them effective. And I'm not the one that's going to try to determine where you need to use a numbering system or you need to use a letter system or you want to use colors. I don't know how you add colors up, but do whatever you want. Obviously, quarterly, just like a business. How did I do this quarter? My goal for this year is to lose X amount of pounds. Let's say if you had to lose 100 pounds, you base it on your hourly, daily, weekly, quarterly. How are things going quarterly? Because in a quarter, what the efficiency there is, you could have one bad month, but two good months, and it balances out. You could also have the other. So again, these are ways that you can measure. Yearly, obviously, you get to the end of the year, and you can say, I had a great year. I had a bad year. But here's the thing. A lot of times I will talk to people and they will base the year on maybe the last 3 months. It was a good year, bad year. Sometimes they base it on how good their Christmas was. It was a good year, it was a bad year. But see, that's not the correct way to measure yearly. You've got to go back and you've got to go by monthly. And you've got to go through the items, again, what you're trying to measure, and you need to grade it one way or the other. A, B, C, D, F, whatever. Or 1, 2, 3, 4, up to 10. It's up to you. And then you got to look at it, add it up, come up with a consistent pattern, and say, okay, actually this year wasn't as bad as I thought it was. It was a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Where it was actually a B, and I thought it was a D. Okay? So that's how you've got to look at these things. And I can tell you right now, for those of you that will take this and take your life and measure a little bit of it, for about 7 days, you're going to get some awesome results. Obviously, you can also measure your life. Now, how would you do that? You can look back at how many years you've been around and say, okay, how have I done up until now? Now, how would you base that? Base it on your family, obviously how much maybe money you got in the bank, your property, and different things like that. But life is not always a measurement of finances and things that you have. You know, hey, I've got a BMW sitting in the driveway, so I must be better, have a better measurement than somebody that has a Honda Accord, whatever. That's a bad way to do it. Because you can take everything and you're going to put it into perspective, your family, your marriage, relationships, spiritual, financial, and you're going to come up with a consensus for your life. And if up until now your life hasn't really been where you want it to be, then you need to change it. And I am constantly out to improve myself and make myself better so that I understand that I can get more out of myself down the road. So what can you do now? You can begin to measure your life over the next several days to come up with a reference point. And this is what I've been talking about all along. I want you to come up with a reference point for your life. And again, whether you take advantage of MindForce, Inner Game or not, doesn't matter. I've given you enough information on this video or this audio file, if you're listening to this by audio, that you can actually measure your life over the next several days and you can come up with a reference point and you can start learning how to adjust up, learning how to get better at what it is you want to get better at. Over the next several days, I'm going to provide more tools and training to help you have your best year ever. And that's my promise to you, is I'm going to give you some stuff that you can use. I love doing it that way. I love giving, and I know I'm going to get back. I know there's going to be some of you that are going to say, you know what, I want to do this Mind Force Inner Game. I want to participate. And I can promise you one thing. This year, I put all the stops out, and the pricing is going to be incredible. And it's going to be a no-brainer for everyone that's watching this. I've made it so that everyone can take advantage of it if they want. So I'm excited to share with you the next couple pieces of information that I'm going to get to you. But measure yourself right now. Take the next couple days and do that. I think you'll be glad that you did. Once you have a reference point, you can begin that building process. But more on that later. Mind Force Inner Game is coming, and you don't want to miss it. Thanks for watching, and have a great day. So long.